Two large healthcare providers in New York City are planning to merge. The boards of the Mount Sinai Medical Center and Continuum Health Partners have given final approval to a merger plan in two separate meetings over the past 2 days. If the consolidation goes through, it would create a system that would be larger than any of the other private nonprofit providers in the city. It would mean a total of more than 3,000 beds at Mount Sinai, Beth Israel, St. Luke's Roosevelt, and New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. Martin Gaynor is E.J. Barone Professor of Economics and Health Policy at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and he's studied competition in healthcare markets, and he joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Gaynor.
Good morning, Sotirios. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Now, you've done research on the impacts of consolidation across the country. While you haven't looked specifically at the New York market, what's happened to the prices that hospitals charge after they merge?
Yeah, good question, Sotirios. Well, there's really strong research evidence on this, and it shows that hospital mergers, on average, raise prices. In some cases, when the mergers are between two very large systems or create what's called a must-have system, prices can go up by 20%, 40%, as high as 53%.
Now, will patients see these cost increases even if they have insurance?
Yes, but only indirectly. It's not like buying a loaf of bread or a quart of milk, where when prices go up, you see it as soon as you pay for it. What happens is prices go up, insurers, private insurers, pay the higher prices. People don't see it there, but insurers pass those higher prices on in the form of higher premiums to employers, and employers then pass those on to their workers in the form of lower total compensation, whether it's lower wages, paying more for health insurance, or in some cases, for some workers, losing insurance coverage entirely.
Now, are there ever any circumstances when a merger would not mean price increases?
Oh, sure. If there's still vigorous competition in the market, if the merger does not really reduce the level of competition, so in that case, it may not have a negative effect on prices. I mean, a positive effect in terms of raising them, but negative for consumers, really, for all of us.
Now, the merger between Mount Sinai and Continuum still needs approval by government regulators. Have hospital mergers failed in the past because of concerns about reducing competition?
Oh, absolutely. There's been renewed emphasis on the hospital industry on the part of antitrust enforcers, and I believe there have been four cases that have been pursued by the Federal Trade Commission in recent years. In some cases, the FTC has won verdicts blocking the mergers. In some cases, the hospitals have dropped the mergers. Now, that still means that the overwhelming majority of mergers go through. There have been something like 162-some-odd mergers in the past couple of years, and most of those pass through unchallenged by the federal antitrust enforcement agencies.
I guess that's something that regulators will be looking at, whether or not they're going to approve this. Professor Martin Gaynor of Carnegie Mellon University on the possible impact of the merger of Mount Sinai and Continuum Health Partners. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. It was great to be with you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.